Okay, so question number one is, it's kind of an imaginative exercise. Imagine you've been elected as Prime Minister of the UK next May at the general election, and you're standing on the steps of number 10.
Okay.
And you're waiting to go inside number 10 Downing Street, and you've got the world's press waiting there for you. What is the very first thing you're going to say to the nation?
Oh, that's a very unexpected question. Well, I'll thank them for voting for me. And then I'll probably make some promises, I guess. I'm not sure what I will be promising, but I'm sure I will be talking to the nation about what my 4 years of Prime Minister service will be.
Okay, that's fine.
Very unexpected.
No, that's absolutely fine. I mean, if you want to take some time to think about it, or, you know, what's the... What's the thing that's kind of closest to your heart? What would you really want to say if you had kind of just one thing that you had to be able to tell people as a kind of, this is what I will achieve in my time in power?
It will be basically, I work on something, a project, which will be to make people wake up and see how they live their lives and see how we've become such a consumption and competition nation. And just not nation, just as Gross Britain, but basically the whole of the Europe and probably the whole of the world led by the US. So, and it's just the main thing about it is how we live our lives focused on just ourselves, and we don't think about the environment and basically what we are causing to people around us, and how we lead our lives in general, whether we think about what we really want to do in our hearts, or it's something, or we just go to school, then get a job, a corporate job, and then pretty much complain all the time about the weather and so on, and then we retire, go maybe have a few holidays if we're lucky and have saved, and that's it really. So that's what I'll say. Maybe not in this way, but yeah.
No. But that's, yeah. You're kind of asking people to have more ambition for their lives, really.
Yeah, and not just ambition, but actually more contentment and also more courage to do what they really want to do. And it will be nice if, as a Prime Minister, I can encourage people not just to follow the system path of living life, but more exploring what's out there and being different, because we have enough of the corporate and just like the structure people around here, and it's time for a change.
Great, thank you. So question two is, does democracy matter? And if it does matter, why does it matter?
It definitely matters. I think that some people, majority of the people, actually don't really exercise their democracy rights, and they just live a life according to the predefined rules and predefined path. So it definitely matters if you know how to really make use of it, really.
Right. And question number three is, and please feel free to disagree with the premise of this statement, but I'd like you to complete this sentence. We need a revolution because...
Because otherwise the world can't continue like this. It's just we are killing ourselves the way we live our lives. It's so simple. We don't love our lives and we don't appreciate how much we have. So we need a revolution, a love revolution, ideally. Yeah.
Thank you very much.